It's here and now. After the high-profile deaths of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, Eric Garner on Staten Island, Tamir Rice in Cleveland, and so many others at the hands of police, there was a call for police to wear body cameras so that if there's an incident, it's easier to determine exactly what happened and hold people accountable. Well, now the company Axon, formerly known as Taser, is offering body cameras to any police department for free for a year. Joining us now is Steve Tuttle, one of the founding members of the company. He serves as Axon's Vice President of Strategic Communications. Steve, welcome.
Good to be here.
So what kind of reaction have you gotten to this offer so far?
So far, it's been tremendous. Lots of accolades from various chiefs of police of varying sizes, particularly the big ones that know that this is an expensive proposition. But just as importantly, from the small teams out there that really want access to try these cameras for a year and really kick the tires and see what this thing can do.
And how much would it cost them to keep them after that year?
Well, roughly, we're providing about $1,500 worth of services and the hardware. But if they want to keep them, then they would purchase the $399 worth of hardware, and they would then be set up on a plan for evidence.com that could run anywhere from $15 a month up to $89.
And evidence.com is owned by Axon, right? And that's where you store the data.
That's where all the information is not only just stored, but it's managed and it's also redacted and creates chains of custodies and becomes shareable with the click of a button to district attorneys.
What was the reason for making this offer to have free body cameras for a year?
Well, 21st century policing recommendations that came out recently have really applauded the effects of body-worn cameras. And where it's been effective is when it's been put on all the patrol officers. And we're seeing less use of force and less complaints against officers. So given the transparency issues going on, this is just a tremendous value proposition for the agencies, but they have to field test it to really know the value of it.
And body cameras, by the way, are how common at this point at police departments across the country?
Roughly 1 in 5 police officers in the United States have body-worn cameras. We happen to have 36 of the 68 largest cities in America that deploy them, but we know that more need them. And if we're putting a gun on every officer, why not put a camera on them as well?
Now, there are some critics of this idea, or basically of your company, because they believe you've got too much control. If you control all of the information coming off of those body cameras all across the country, that a private company has too much control over something that should be decided by the police departments.
Well, that actually couldn't be further from the truth. We simply store our videos in Microsoft Azure, and that's a tier one cloud provider using our software code. And so they actually control the destiny of all of their evidence because they actually own it by law.
But you have access to all of it.
We don't have access to it unless they give us permission to go into certain areas. Now, we do monitor performance, which anybody would be doing on any type of cloud service to make sure that the systems are up and running. But we would have to get explicit information just to check certain files for them. And so they literally control that information on their own. You know, it's just like getting Windows and Microsoft, you know, lets you use those Word documents any way you want to, and you control those documents.
What about the process of getting them? That's another criticism I've seen that, you know, many police departments are required to go through a competitive bidding process before they secure contracts for body cameras. In this case, you're saying, no, just take them for free from us right now and you can figure out the rest later.
That's sort of a way that you can look at it, but you can also look at this as looking at an arcane process for looking at technology. And instead of just passing off a brochure and doing a PowerPoint and hiring lobbyists to pitch which cameras work best, you need to put the technology in the hands of the users. So we're simply saying we're going to put our money where our mouth is and say you can test these cameras now for free at no charge, no gimmick, and we encourage all of our competitors to do the same thing and try these cameras side by side to see if they're a fit for your agency.
Do you think that police departments are doing enough after they decide to either take your cameras for free or buy cameras to decide when they're going to be turned on, how often they're going to be used, all the rules of the road after they have the body cameras? Because some believe that they're not doing that well enough.
Well, it comes down to having good policies that are thoughtful and pragmatic and have good oversight. We've seen instances where we can actually leverage the technology to have these cameras turn on as well. So we have certain systems called Axon Signal. Now, that allows cameras to be notified that there's an event occurring, and the cameras would then turn on. But good policy will tell you when to turn those cameras on, and particularly it's when there's public interaction or if you get a radio call.
Do you see body cameras as something that other professions could use?
Yes, I do. And you're looking at private security, but you're also looking at, we've seen some calls for this for firemen to show up on scene, play back the video, and sometimes they can see where fires are emanating from. So we will be getting into more public safety, but we're really not going too far out of our lanes. We're really hyper-focused on staying with public safety and the law enforcement, military, and possibly into fire.
That's Steve Tuttle, who's one of the founding members of the company Axon, formerly known as Taser. He is currently the Vice President of Strategic Communications. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And now for a critic. Elizabeth Joe is a law professor at the University of California, Davis, who's written widely about policing, technology, and surveillance. Elizabeth Joe, you're not a big fan of this idea of one company giving out body cams to police departments across the country. Why not?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not a big fan, but I think that I'm skeptical about it. So let's step back for a moment. Go back to August 2014 when we had the protests in Ferguson. So a lot of people think, well, what do we do to make sure we can address some of the issues of policing that we saw there in the protests after the shooting of Mike Brown? Well, one thought was we could have body cameras as a tool of accountability to make sure that we would have a record of what happened. And so lots of police departments wanted to embrace this idea that body cameras can be a good tool. The issue here is that a tool like a body camera is only as accountable as the policies around it and the way in which the product is actually designed. So that means two things. On the guideline or policy level, it really depends on what the laws and the departmental guidelines say about it. So we know that states have been slowly trying to come up with ways of regulating police body cameras, but there's variation all over the map. Laws that deal with everything from in what situation should police use their body cameras, how long should the data be stored, who can have access to the data. These are all fundamental questions that local jurisdictions have had a slow start to addressing in any systematic way. But a hidden part of this is that actually the companies that make the products, the body cameras themselves, have a huge influence over how that product is actually used by the police. Because after all, think of it this way. When it comes to a police body camera, police departments are customers. They're not in the driver's seat. And what really matters is what are the design features, not just of the body camera itself, but the more important thing, the storage of the data itself, who has access to it, what kind of software is going to be used for that data.
Well, these what are your concerns there? What do you think that a company like Axon is going to do with that data in a way that makes you uncomfortable?
Well, first of all, one of the things, you know, my understanding is that the CEO of Taser / Axon has announced that one of the things he'd like to see in future uses of body camera technology is facial recognition software. That's a really good example because communities around the country have expressed concern. They thought, well, first of all, we thought the police body camera was going to be a tool of police accountability. Is it also turning into a tool of police surveillance? And if that's the case, who will make these decisions? The problem here is when there's one company that's dominant and that one company already makes that technological decision for you, well, that's something that is done not in a democratic fashion, but a private company making that choice. And that's the kind of thing that should trouble us because we want local communities to have a say in how these kinds of new technologies, and let's call them surveillance technologies, are being used.
It sounds like you're saying in some cases you'd rather no body camera at all, even if it were, you know, operated by the police department, than all of these additional body cameras being sent out to police departments across the country.
No, I'm not sure that I'm saying that. What I am saying is I think that we really need to have a conversation about, you know, why are we having this swift adoption on the one hand without enough prior regulation in place? And number two, why isn't there more competition in the private body camera market? And here's the case where the first mover is critical. I'll ask you a question, and that is, can you name any other stun gun maker than Taser?
No.
You probably can't. So the first mover here is really critical. So it seems to me highly unlikely that if a police department adopts Axon cameras for this free offer, is there really any chance they're going to adopt another company later, another company's body cameras? It seems highly unlikely here. And the problem, furthermore, is that with Taser, it's a private company. They're not beholden to the local communities that are served by local police departments. If you're a concerned citizen, you want to find out something about what Taser is doing, what new technologies are they going to apply to the data, how can you find out? They don't have to tell you. They're not public entities that are subject to state records laws. And that kind of secrecy is very much against the idea that body cameras were all about a couple of years ago, when this could have been a very promising tool. It still can be, but it's rolling out in circumstances that I think are very troubling.
That's Elizabeth Joe, who is a law professor at the University of California, Davis. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Good to be with you.